Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, December 8th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, analysts at Morgan Stanley now say that Apple shares could hit $200 per share as we approach the launch of new products such as an AR headset and a self-driving car. The Morgan Stanley analysts believe that the rumored new Apple products, like the headset and the car, are not yet baked into Apple's share price. So as we get closer to these products becoming a reality, the analysts say that Apple's valuation would need to be adjusted to reflect the opportunity of these products. Apple shares are currently trading at a 52-week high of around $172 per share. So if they hit the $200 price target, it would represent a new all-time high for the stock. The analysts say that Apple's mixed reality headset, which is rumored to be coming as soon as next year, could generate similar year-one revenue to the iPad. The investor note also argues that Apple's stock price has increased by nearly 500% over the last 5 years, driven largely by new products and services and not from iPhone revenue. So this is why the analysts at Morgan Stanley are so bullish on the growth potential provided by new product categories like the headset and the car. In other news today, as Apple's ever-important holiday shopping season continues, the company is facing what a new supply chain report calls the nightmare before Christmas. The new report says that Apple is ramping up pressure on suppliers to continue production despite shortages impacting the availability of the iPhone and iPad. The report says that Apple missed targets for iPhone 13 production in September and October by around 20%. Apple has also reportedly been forced to scale back its total iPhone 13 production goal to between 83 and 85 million, down from its initial goal of 95 million units. But the shortages are not only affecting Apple's latest and greatest iPhone 13. The report explains that the production forecast for older generations of iPhones has also dropped by around 25% over the last 2 months. So as such, Apple is about 15 million units short of its goal to build 230 million iPhones in total this year. In fact, the report also says that Apple was forced to briefly halt iPhone and iPad assembly for several days in October due to these supply and component shortages. This is something that Apple hasn't had to do in over a decade. But despite these shortages and missed production targets, Apple is still pressuring its partners to accelerate iPhone production into December and January. Apple has reportedly told suppliers to, quote, re-accelerate their rate of iPhone production for November, December, and January. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. From the creators of popular apps such as Waterminder and Calorie, Fitness View is a way to track your health data directly on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Fitness View makes it easy to track all of your health app statistics, allowing you to drill down into more detail, including detailed overviews of things like your weekly averages, streaks, and more. You can set specific health goals and keep tabs directly in the Fitness View application, keep track of all of your workouts and analyze your progress, share your activity goals, add widgets to your home screen, and so much more. Fitness View is my favorite way to view all of my health data directly on my iPhone and my Apple Watch. Learn more and get started today for free at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, the reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note detailing what to expect from Apple in 2022. First off, Kuo says that Apple's first-generation AR-VR headset will weigh around 300 to 400 grams, but the analyst says that Apple is already working on a second-generation design that will be significantly lighter and feature an updated industrial design, a new battery system, and a faster processor. quote, emphasizes that Apple's debut in this space will be a mixed reality device, enabling augmented reality and virtual reality experiences in a single headset. Quo expects Apple to sell about 2.5 to 3.5 million units of the first generation headset, and for the second generation headset to launch sometime in the second half of 2024. Apple expects demand to accelerate as the product gets more feature-rich and more accessible, with Quo saying that shipments of the second generation model could hit 10 million units. Elsewhere in today's report, Quo says that he expects 3 new Apple Watch models to debut next year, including the Apple Watch Series 8, a new Apple Watch SE, and a ruggedized version for extreme sports athletes. Unfortunately, Quo does not go into any other detail about what to expect from next year's Apple Watch lineup. It's unclear if the device is set to get the rumored flat-edged redesign that was expected to come this year, but other reporting from sources like Bloomberg and the Wall Street Journal have said the Series 8 will add a body temperature sensor for the first time. Ming-Chi Kuo also says that Apple is planning to update AirPods Pro in late 2022 with a significantly upgraded processor. Apple is also reportedly working on a new iPhone SE, but the one that comes in 2022 will be more of a spec bump with more RAM and a faster processor. But Quo expects that the iPhone SE revision in 2023 will be more substantial, including a larger display and 4 GB of RAM for the first time. But in the meantime, the 2022 iPhone SE is likely to be announced sometime around March or April. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.